Welcome to our bonus content, What's Up With You, dropping every Friday. This is Muriel, and I'm joined here by Nick.
Hello, everyone. If you haven't tuned into Hell in Your 30s before, make sure you check out our regular main episodes. Those come out every Monday.
But right now, we're dropping a little heat on you. These are... bonus episodes all about making new friends.
Yes, we had to figure out a way to talk to people besides ourselves, hang out with some new people, you know, just shoot the shit, see what's up with you. Hey, Muriel, just like while we're at it, what's up with you?
What's up with me? Well, I have finally gotten to a point in my house where the plants that are going to die have died.
Yeah.
And the ones that are alive, I enjoy taking care of.
Very nice. Yeah. I have gotten to a... What's up with me,
you ask? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's up with you?
I've gotten to a point in this house where all of my really comfortable shirts have been sweated through. So now I just don't have a shirt on ever.
I know.
Ever.
You're very cute right now.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
Today, we're super excited to invite Ryan Middledorf and Patrick McDonald to the podcast.
Oh, my God. It's kind of like having the principal over because Ryan Middledorf is the founder of Campfire Media.
That's right. He's a tough cookie.
Ryan and Patrick co-host the Parrothead podcast, All Things Jimmy Buffett. Guys, their show is described as Jimmy Buffett is one of the most important figures in pop culture history. That's a fact.
Yeah. So these guys... Wasted away in Margarita Bell.
All right, but you don't have to go to Margaritaville. Get ready to get wasted away, and what's up with you?
You know, I have been really thinking about getting my hair cut, and I'm like, because I'm...
I'm going to do it for the first time. I haven't got my hair cut since probably February, I guess.
Yeah, well,
I haven't gotten mine professionally cut, but that's a lie, because I cut his hair, and he cut my hair. And
okay. Totally. You guys did the trade-off.
Yeah, yeah. It was not a good idea.
No,
it was...
it's really bad. Like, this
okay.
Like,
okay.
Like, I can't, like, what I did for Nick is he had an audition. And so I just slicked back his hair and then cut around his ears.
Really? Oh, no.
So it looked good for the audition, and now it just looks crazy.
It does. Like, that's so funny.
I don't know if you guys can see in the video,
it's like growing away from you.
It's back.
Like the back of my hair.
It's back.
Like I'm like a cone head, but out of the back. You know.
And then we got Ryan over here with his slick haircut, looking like Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, okay. I can piss it down even more.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Look at you, Harry Connick Jr. What is that?
I don't know. For the first time in like 6 months, I said, why don't I just throw some like product in there and see what happens? And fine.
There's product in here too. Isn't that crazy? Absolutely.
Just sink water?
Yeah. Sink water. It's all natural sink water. 100% sink.
Hey, Ryan, do you play the piano?
I don't. I'm in Olivia's dad's studio right now.
Oh.
So it's a nice air conditioned space. So... That's right. Where I go and hide out.
That's cool. We don't read any of these books.
That checks out.
Wow. Well, you look very cool. Both of you look very cool.
Yeah. We both look exactly the same amount of cool, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, what's the cardboard box behind you?
I don't know. My roommate bought this. It's some sort of package that came in, and I don't know what it is.
How's the roommate situation been during the lockdown?
It's been okay. It's been good. My roommate is, she's not here right now. She had like a kind of a family emergency. So she's been staying with her family.
Yeah.
Which has been very sad. But the whole roommate situation, it goes up and down. It's very much like there's moments where you kind of like, we got close to like connecting. Because I moved in here about a year ago. I used to live alone and I realized that I'm still kind of acting like I live alone. So I like spend a lot of time in my room. And I think sometimes.
That sounds like the perfect roommate to me.
Yeah, I know.
She loves you.
She loves me. Sometimes I think she wants to like hang out, but she just redesigned the living room. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Over here. She redesigned the living room and put the couch in the corner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because of COVID, I can't like join her to watch TV. And so I'm like, this is your choice. Like you literally cornered yourself. Like I don't have room over there. So I, you know, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it. But I think this was her choice. It's just like, it definitely feels like little things are big things right now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was a statement she made.
Yeah.
I also have a recliner that she won't allow me to put in the living room because she thinks it's ugly. So I just sit in my room like a 70-year-old man in my recliner, watching TV.
Just blasting it as loud as it can go.
Just watching like Boston Legal, just it pouring onto my face.
I think you might be in one of the top 10 most healthy quarantine marriages I've heard about so far.
I think it is. I think we're going to chart on this one. Yeah, it's really, we're perfect. Yeah. We had a good match.
Ryan, how's your living situation been? What are your logistics like?
It's good. It's good. So right before, like last November, Olivia and I moved to Burbank. Her parents had a garage that they weren't using that was kind of, you know, kind of run down. So they said, why don't we just, let's just tear this thing down. And we'll build a guest house and then you guys can live there. Oh, so wow. Yeah, so we started that process like the end or the beginning of last year, I guess. And towards the end of last year, we moved and it's been great. So we have like a yard now for the dogs. And so it's been good.
Interrupt for you, Ryan. I needed to ask you some updates on Bodhi.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because one of Ryan's dogs just got spayed.
Yes.
But before she got spayed, was absolutely a terror.
Listen. So like, usually when you get a dog spayed, their energy kind of decreases like 20% maybe. Uh-huh. Bodhi so far, I think it's gone up about 10.
No, she's lighter.
She is insane.
Yeah.
Well, and go ahead.
Do you think being around more has something to do with that also? Because I know people have been reporting on like, oh, our animals are totally different now that we never leave.
Yes. And the difficult thing with Bodhi is we got her during quarantine. So once quarantine is over and we're not there 24/7, she is going to flip her shit.
It's wild. I went to record with Ryan a couple weeks ago, and Bodhi literally came up behind me and used both paws and literally pushed my ass, like hit me on my ass. I was like, oh my God. It was wild. And she just takes loops. She's incredible. I mean, she could be on a Cirque du Soleil. She's so good.
Is she your first pet?
She's our second dog. So our other dog, Bagels, she'll use her energy in increments throughout the day. Bodhi blows everything in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just full force. And she also jumps. She's only like 20 pounds, so she's not huge, but she's got so much strength in her legs that she can just force her entire body up to like your face. Mm-hmm. Like she will jump up and just like one time she jumped up and just bit my nose.
I feel like it's got to be kind of like energizing to be around something with that much, like, I don't know, chutzpah or something, you know?
It's energizing until it gets exhausting.
Yeah.
We've been fostering. Oh, we've been fostering kittens, and
oh my God,
cute.
We've been together for 14 or 15 years, and mm-hmm. we've never had a pet. And so now we're seeing like to do that. And yeah. I'm realizing I talk to animals the way I talk to Nick. When I try to do you notice that? Like that I'm talking to
Muriel people? Has this, Muriel got in trouble. All right. So Muriel also talks to babies the way she talks to animals. And okay. Like one time at a very fancy restaurant, this where Muriel was working, this lady had a dog and a crying baby, and the dog was acting bad. So Muriel spoke to it in a voice and calmed the dog down. And then Muriel used that same voice to calm the baby down. And the lady was like, fuck you.
Really?
She didn't say it, but it was like, she iced me out really hard.
Oh my gosh.
Muriel has weird powers, and it just turns out that
it's a calming thing. It's like if Nick's, you know, if he's having a day, it's like, what's the matter? It's okay. I know it's terrible. oh, who did that to you?
It's like a solid tease. It's just Muriel has a as a spell she can cast on you if she needs to tease you to make you feel a little better.
Yeah. Wow. And it works on every living being.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially badass little shelter cats.
That's so funny.
That's incredible.
How long have you had the cats for?
We've had like four batches of them. We've just been kind of having them. The last one we had was we had three, and we have a small apartment, and they give you these tiny little cardboard boxes for the litter box, and it was just like a shit extravaganza.
Oh my gosh.
I would come in, we had them in the walk-in closet, and they were so cute. They were like 6 weeks old, fat, hairy, just like the cutest things. And then you open the closet and it's like the smell, and then the shit sprayed across the wall.
Oh my God.
And then there's three of them. So like one will take a shit, like you watch them and one will take a shit and then the other one will shit on top of them. And then one of them will uncover it. You know, it's
like, oh boy,
a nightmare.
We go through this organization and they get them adopted pretty quick. So some cats will only have for like 2 days and some will have for like 2 weeks.
Oh wow.
Right now we don't have any, but we're going to go house sit for some pals. And then when we come back, we're probably going to get another one.
Recommend it. Besides the poop stuff, don't get more than one or two. Okay,
great.
It's like pointless.
Great.
But they're very cute.
Good. My brother just adopted a dog named, who is it? His new dog is named Lucy, Ginger. And I just went to Colorado. I just came back from Colorado and we were visiting. And this dog was like, lived on the street, was a very sweet dog, like a cattle dog, like an orange and white cattle dog. My mom said that Ginger looks like Conan.
Yeah,
it's very weird. So we kind of called Ginger Conan.
Mom's got some references.
She does. I used to sit up every night in high school with my mom and she'd drink a glass of wine and I'd watch Conan with her. She loved so Conan. That's another side story as well. When I was in high school, we went to a taping of Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And my mom met these two girls behind me from Finland, and she said, "You got to come visit us." Long story short, these Finnish girls that were visiting America took a Greyhound bus from New York to Texas and spent 2 weeks with us. That's a whole other situation. But right now, regarding Ginger, we took Ginger on a walk in Colorado, and Ginger saw a rabbit and just like turned really fast and caught the rabbit paralyzed the rabbit by its feet.
Oh,
and my brother had to take care of the rabbit. It was a nightmare.
My grandma lives in Chicago in the suburbs and there are rabbits everywhere. And every spring her dog would run out, and if there was a rabbit nest, it would kill and eat the babies.
Oh my God.
And you can't stop it. You know,
you can't. That's something you can't stop. Happens.
And she's like, it's like horrifying. And my grandma's like so matter of a fact, like, you know, like depression era baby, sort of like, the cat dog came out and ate all the babies. You know?
Oh my God.
There's no like sadness.
She doesn't have the soothing voice you have.
No, it's literally the opposite.
Hey, Patrick, what were the vibes like in Colorado?
The vibes are good in Colorado. I mean, they have a lot more specific state mandates, but my parents live in this town of Glenwood Springs, which is about an hour outside of Aspen in the mountains. And they had like, I think it's like 5 cases in the whole county right now. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing masks. Everyone is taking care, but there are like, you can go hiking and you can go biking. And I would go biking these 20-mile trails where I saw nobody. So it just feels like you're separated from it compared to LA where it's like everything's on top of each other.
Yeah. Right. We spent a week in Salt Lake City and it was like what you're describing.
Yeah.
And we came back here and we were like, oh, we get it. We've been living in like high frequency, red alert, like, you know, tension, basically.
It's really intense.
It's also like funny. I don't know what it is. It's like you live here for a few years and then the shutdown happens and it's like so mellow. Like it feels like, you know, like it feels like kind of boring and like there's nothing going on or like, you know, whatever. And then we went out to Salt Lake and we came back. And I was like, oh, this place is fucking insane. Like,
yes, it's never mellow. Mellow was not mellow. Mellow was tense here. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And the energy is crazy. Like now that all these places are shut down, there's these like, you know, burnt out areas now that are totally normal. Like 9 months ago. Oh, I mean, it's like, oh, we were driving in and I was like, lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Does this place suck? Like, we've actually loved LA, you know, and now we're like, this is dirty.
Right. Yeah. Like, the glasses are off.
I was talking to a buddy of mine this past weekend who he moved away from LA, I guess a year, maybe a year plus ago. And he hasn't looked back. He hasn't missed it at all. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed since quarantine started, a lot of people have decided to just move back home, move somewhere else, do something different, just get out of the city.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like you were saying, it's fucking nuts here.
Yeah.
It's weird. So intense.
It's like Stockholm syndrome or something.
Yeah. It is. And the fires too are obviously not helping. And we're not, thank God we're not getting fires too close to us, but there were fires in Colorado before I went there.
Yeah.
And the smoke was pretty bad there, but then it was clear by the time I got there. Yeah. And so I came back on Friday, I think. Yeah, I was on Friday. I drove back on Friday and the fires, of course, like are back here. And so it's like really crazy. I bike, my big quarantine salvation has been like biking 25 miles a day, basically. So it's hard to come back here where it's like, oh, this was the only thing I had to look forward to. And now I can't go out there without like affecting my body.
Right.
Yeah. These fires.
Ours was hiking, you know, like it was just like, oh, get out of there and, you know, do something. And now it's like, I mean, like the last time we went to Runyon Canyon, we tried to get there super, super early. And it's just people like no masks, spitting and running as hard as they can, like directly into your airspace. Like,
I'll tell you, I was biking along the LA bike path maybe a month or two ago. And while I was doing it, there was a man that was, look, I'm going to be honest. He looked a little grungy, a little grimy. He was running and he was running with his dog. And as I was biking next to him, he looked over and just like hawked a loogie. And didn't know he was doing it onto me, but he did it right onto my leg. And it was one of the biggest nightmares of my entire life. I was like, oh, I screamed, oh, shit. And I just like swerved and I almost crashed.
LA is the only city in the world where a story like that would, you know, belong on like the New York subway happens in like a beautiful canyon. On the side of a mountain. And, like, a homeless guy spat on me.
It was a nightmare. And I just like couldn't stop. I just biked for another hour just thinking like, what's on my leg? How do I touch my leg? Like, it's crazy.
That makes me furious.
hey, Ryan, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Virginia. I grew up in Northern Virginia, about 30 minutes outside of DC.
What are the reports from home coming from there? What are the vibes? What's going on?
So home, it sounds like Virginia had things under control pretty early. So they're already in their sort of phase, kind of quote unquote reopening, whatever that means right now. I don't have any family that lives where I grew up in Virginia. My mom, she moved more into the country. So her and her husband, they are just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So they're fine. They do like their one grocery store trip every 2 weeks and then they're, you know, huddled up inside. My dad, on the other hand, he moved to Ocean City, Maryland about 2 years ago. And there, especially right now during the summer, it's always been sort of a destination on the East Coast for like spring break and summer vacation for college kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's been an interesting thing for them to see is how much things have changed during COVID for, you know, was essentially a tourist destination for 4 months out of the year.
Right.
So like the boardwalk, for example, for the longest time, the boardwalk was shut down. So all of the businesses on the boardwalk that make their money for the entire year during these 4 months couldn't open.
Yeah.
So now that they're starting to reopen the boardwalk slowly, a lot of those businesses just aren't coming back.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is sad. So like now it just looks like he sent me pictures a couple weeks ago. Just looks like run down. Like, you know, every two or three shops, you know, you have like those little like t-shirt stands and ice cream places and stuff like that.
They're all boarded up. Yeah, exactly.
they're all boarded up. So it's crazy. But you know, they also saw, I think right before summer began, they saw a spike, which caused them to shut everything down again. And then, of course, you know, things just didn't reopen after that. So who knows what it's going to look like, you know, going into like next summer, if there's going to be a vaccine, like do some of those shops come back? I just have no idea.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. That just like made me sad. I was just like, oh, like we saw like when our drive to like Las Vegas, there was like a roller coaster on some like just casino on the side of the freeway that was off. And it was just like, there is something like shops being shut down in restaurants, and that is sad and tragic in its own way. And, you know, small businesses, but something about like people come here to have fun. And then that's the thing that is like, that's crazy.
Well, did you guys go to Vegas? Did you guys spend time in Vegas?
We went to Vegas for a day. So we basically like, we were in Salt Lake City and then we were driving, and Nick's brother and sister-in-law are both scientists. And cool. So we asked them if it was completely unethical for us to go
to Las Vegas. We just needed someone to give us a little push in the right direction.
And they said because like we stayed outside and then we were only in like big, like these airplane hangar-esque like casinos.
Yeah.
30 people and everyone was wearing masks. So it was like, it feels scarier to go to the grocery store in LA. And
yeah,
sure.
But yeah. Probably a little irresponsible, but
I spent a night in Vegas going to Colorado a couple weeks ago. I stayed at the Paris for like $40.
Yeah,
we stayed at wait, hold on. Does the Paris have what's it called? The
what, Eiffel Tower thing?
No, the tax. I was gonna say a state tax.
Oh, the resort tax. Resort tax.
Oh, like with the extra 40 that So it was like 80 total. Yeah,
which is annoying, but. Yes. We got an $18 room at the Flamingo.
Wow. We stayed at the Flamingo for a Jimmy Buffett concert.
We did. We did. I almost stayed there for old time's sake, but I was like, I can't go to the Margaritaville, so it would have broken my heart.
What's the point?
Open now. Everything's open. We were there when, like, now all the restaurants and everything are starting to reopen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wonder if there's a COVID-friendly version of a woman in a bikini on top of a fish hook over a volcano.
The woman just has wearing a mask on.
So just like is Jimmy Buffett, oh, by the way, I did Google him before talking to you guys. Apparently you guys know this, but inducted into the Mississippi Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Big news.
Big day for us. Yeah. Huge.
Congratulations. It was
very,
a team
thank
effort.
You so much.
Very cool.
Have there been any like choice Jimmy Buffett songs that have kind of like you've tuned into because of COVID or the political atmosphere or anything? Like, are there any B-sides or songs that maybe you skimmed over before that you're like, oh no, this is the joint right here?
Oh so man, how much time you got? Yeah,
we have 11 minutes actually.
We did an episode early on called I think it was called Quarantine-a-Ritaville, where we each picked our favorite quarantine Buffett songs. And I think the one that comes to my mind, and I know, Patty, it's probably the one that comes to your mind the most too, is Incommunicado.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that for a second?
So Incommunicado, he wrote it when he was living in Colorado in the early 80s. And there's a lot of Colorado specifics, but it's just how he's incommunicado. He's out. It actually starts with him saying, Travis McGee lives in Cedar Key. That's what old John McDonald said, which is a reference to a book in the 80s. That's not very popular. It's just like a book he was reading. Travis McGee has these mysteries that he used to solve and John McDonald wrote it. But it's about him driving around Colorado and seeing things, and he's incommunicado, driving down the road with a horde. I don't know all the words, which is
probably fine. That's fine.
It's okay. It's
but he's just incommunicado. Yeah. And then there's a breakdown at the very end where he's like trying to go back, trying to find it, making it safely home. He's just trying to get back to it.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the anthem of like, I'm out here, I'm with nobody else, but trying to get back there.
Yeah.
That's our vibe.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I mean, I feel like that's exactly what it is. Right?
Yeah.
I've been like writing emails to people and being like I don't even care anymore about how much I haven't communicated with them.
Yeah.
I've just been sending emails and being like, hey, yeah, I can't. So can't. I like you a lot, and this is just, I just don't want to talk to you.
I just can't do this right
it's
now.
It's like a lot, you know. Yeah. See, I am like literally like we house sat for our friend, and while we were house sat sitting for our friend in like, what's the neighborhood like?
Oh, Lincoln Heights.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. we had like a backyard and whatever. And I was literally telling people like, "Oh, I'm not available to do anything. Like, we're in LA. Yeah. I'm not available for emails. I'm not available.
No, just too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's just a lot. I was like, yeah, I'm on vacation.
It's overwhelming. It's really, really overwhelming in every sense of the word.
Yeah. What would be your guys' like kind of like ideal celebration day if COVID, when COVID is over?
Oh my gosh. Like,
you can't get sick, you can go out and things are basically open. What would an ideal celebration day be?
Ryan, what do you think?
I would go to Hal and Ray's.
Yeah.
I would go to Hal and Ray's, and then I would go to Disneyland.
Yes. That's amazing. That's pretty damn good.
Nice. I'm getting out there. I'm starting kissing. I'm kissing anyone who will.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I mean, whoever consensually would also like to kiss me, obviously. But I'm not limited to a certain number of people. I'm looking to kiss. I mean, that's the truth of it.
Yeah. That's such a good answer.
Yeah. God bless you.
What about you guys?
I'm going kissing.
Yeah. I haven't even thought of that.
Where I don't go? Know. Just... Honestly, just like thinking about seeing Jimmy Buffett, not that I'm a, like, I would go to like almost see anyone at the Troubadour.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Like,
yes.
Some like intimate or maybe a comedy show. Comedy is, I don't know if I can ever go back. I'm just, it would be incredible to see like someone I really admire in like an intimate venue or something. But I think just like kind of like letting loose a little bit, like in public.
Sure.
Like a dance thing. I don't dance. Like I've been
into
Troubadour.
I know. I would love to. I miss dancing. I feel like an old like a housewife in her 50s on a porch being like, I miss dancing.
I miss dancing.
You never take me dancing. Like that's exactly how I feel every day.
Yeah. I've been to like 3, you know, concerts in my as an adult, and I'm just like, that's what I
want
to do.
I just don't want to go anywhere with I want no rules.
Yes. Yeah, let's go to Running Man or Burning Man.
Yeah,
what's it called? Burning
Man. Like I literally in my mind I was like, oh my god, I could never go to like a place where I would have to be quiet and listen. Like I think I just like get
wait, I need to show you guys something. Hold on 1 second.
What is it?
Good. So how's working at home been for you, Ryan?
It's, you know, there was a big adjustment period for the first, you know, probably month or two. But it's gotten better. It's just weird to know that I've just gotten so used to this. Like, I don't even really remember what it was like going into an office.
Yeah. Right.
You know, which has been strange.
Do you think you're ever going to go back?
That's a great question. And like, I mean, the company that I work for, most of it can be remote. Like we have not had really any hiccups the entire company going remote. So like our office before everything, we were in Mid Wilshire, right across the street from SAG in like a high rise, like a big, nice floor, like all built out and everything. I'm sure it costs a small fortune to rent that.
Right.
Like I don't see us going back there really.
Yeah.
Right. Like just save that money, put it back in the company, put it back in the employees, just make everybody work from home. It's been fine. And like, you know, people have stopped saying like January now, like we're going to go back in January. They've stopped saying that.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we're probably, if we went back in any capacity, it's not going to be until everybody's vaccinated, which is what, at the earliest, the end of next year.
Right.
So.
No. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Patrick, I want to see what you're...
I was just going to say, regarding our big day, I actually, this past year, for the first time in my life, I pre-bought tickets to 2020 Coachella. I was very excited about it.
Wow.
I bought a wristband, and I have it, and it's the... This is the full kit they send you with the wristband and everything for the Coachella that never happened.
Wow.
So
wow.
I look at it all the time. This is the official. I like went full LA and I was like, I'm going to do this. And now I just have this thing for like, there's a full thing of like all the, a music booklet of like all the acts that never played.
Yeah.
Boy, did you get your money back?
Yeah, I got my money back very fast.
Well, that's it's a super interesting thing to think about, like the time capsule, like the items that we'll have from 2020, like just like that kit, masks, yeah, like right, all of these weird, like I don't know, just throw all that stuff in a bucket and bury it in cement and open it up in 30 years.
Yeah.
We're just gonna have thousands of external hard drives worth of podcasts recorded.
Maybe open that up a little longer than 30 years. those can sit farther.
They have a long shelf life.
Have you guys kept any of your COVID tests as like commemorations? I put them in a little like memory box.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, like just the electronic.
Like the negative. Like no, like the paper like results that you get.
We haven't gotten any paper.
Oh, really? I got paper results from somewhere.
All of ours have been electronic. Like tests.
I haven't gotten a test yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a test yet. I know.
You're either the most responsible person who doesn't need to get tested or the worst person we've spoken to thus far.
I was going to ask, is that irresponsible of me not to get a COVID test?
No, if you don't do anything that exposes you, you don't need to get one.
And it's like, who are you going to be around? Like if you do something risky and then you're going to go see, you know, a loved one in a week, like get a test.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But so, it's not like we get them. Well, we had to get them because we started this thing, working. Nick was still working in restaurants.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I was working in a restaurant that had turned into a grocery store, but both of them had, it's just the stupidest. They just have outbreaks. It's right. Like, yes. You're way too close together. You eat together. Like there's an espresso machine. You make each other coffees and then you drink and talk. And they were just having constant, you know, we were having to get
tested. My gosh.
I had to get tested a bunch of times.
I think we've each been tested probably 10 times.
Yeah. From that.
Wow.
And then, oh man, have you guys had to do this nasal one? The nasal pharyngeal?
Yeah.
I've heard it's awful. Yeah.
It is horrible.
It's terrible.
It's the worst. It's the worst. They did it to me the first time and out of reflex, I grabbed the nurse's arm because I didn't know what she was going to do. And they take it this long and they stick it into your brain.
Yeah.
So
die.
Yes. Yeah. I can't go too far into detail, but I recently did a job. I filmed something, a film that you will never see me in, but I did do it. I'm literally going to be edited out of it, but I did a job for a few weeks where I was involved in a film that you'll never know about. But I was on set for this thing and I had to get tested 3 times a week. And I had to do the rapid test and I had to do the full thing. But the rapid test was harder for me than the regular ones because you administer your own rapid test and I kept pushing it too far into my nose to make sure it was good. And so I was like, I would hurt myself the most. The other one did not hurt me as much.
I can't even handle that. We've been going to Dodgers Stadium, which has been like, you just spit up. And like, I have to go to the doctor for this stupid thing. And they're making me do a COVID test. And I was like, oh, can I just go to Dodgers Stadium? And they were like, no. I was like, forcing me to do the nasal thing. Right. That's how they do it.
They're like, no, we're going to stab you in the brain.
Yeah.
First.
I was like, is that how you do it still? And they're like, yes. And I was like, can I get it somewhere else? Like,
no. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Okay. We got to wrap this up. But Mr. Middledorf, just so all of our listeners can hear, thank you so much for running Campfire Media.
Yes.
We absolutely love you. What's been the most annoying thing about working with Muriel and I?
Absolutely nothing. Wow. Ryan Counts House.
Yeah.
Love Ryan. I get constant texts and emails from Ryan say, have you done this for Nick and Muriel yet?
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm on Ryan. I know Ryan and I text probably 100 times a week.
Yeah.
And I talk to him probably 3 times a week.
Ryan, what a sweetie.
He was legit, I think, the first real friend I made in LA.
Wow. Really?
Like when we moved out here, somebody like a friend of a friend who I'd met in an, not like a friend, but somebody I'd met in an improv class was like this guy knows everything about musical improv. And they were like, go to his house. And I went to his house and like for like a practice group. And he was like literally an angel.
He's the nicest guy.
He's so such a nice. Sweetheart.
He's just like such a magical dude. Yeah.
Well, thank you from the bottom of our heart for everything Campfire does, Ryan. Patrick,
oh my goodness,
cool
of course.
Too.
So nice to meet you guys. Yeah, appreciate that.
Okay, I'll edit it there. We'll have a good laugh on the way.
Ryan and Patrick, a.k.a. Patty.
Yes, that's right. We love you guys, man. So fun to have you guys. Make sure to find them on the Parrot Head Podcast, All Things Jimmy Buffett, just wherever you get your podcasts.
That's
you know
right,
I mean?
Man. Thank you to Ryan and Ryan for producing this podcast. You know who you are.
And thank you to Mark Lutwack of The Klein Party for this music. Make sure to check out theklineparty.com. You can download some funky tunes from all the old countries at that website. You know, I just am really into funky tunes after talking Buffett with my boys. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. All right.
All right. Bye, everyone. Bye. We love you.
It's Allie, and we host the Rom-Com Review podcast, P.S. I Love Rom-Coms. Each week, we'll have incredible guests come and discuss a new rom-com, grand gestures, meet-cutes, and of course, that elusive chemistry. Mia, what are you doing holding that giant boombox over your head? I'm hoping to win over listeners with this grand gesture. Take us back! Find a new episode every week and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media. Wow, you're still holding that boombox.
Yeah, I've got great upper body strength. Thanks, CrossFit.
P.S. I love rom-coms.
I love rom-coms.
Campfire.